India's general election got underway today, first day of voting in a process that will stretch all the way to May 23rd. That's when the final results are expected. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party, the BJP, are hoping to win a second term in office. Their main opposition is coming from the Congress Party, led by Rahul Gandhi. To give you a sense of what's at stake, have a listen to this thorough little guide prepared by our partners at the BBC. Ready? Here we go.
Why is it a big deal?
It's a huge election. 1 million polling stations for around 900 million voters. India's economy is ranked the sixth biggest in the world, and its democracy is the globe's largest.
There's some key things on voters' minds. The economy.
It's still growing, but it has lost momentum. Many farmers have debt, small businesses are struggling, exports have dropped, and unemployment has risen. The BJP's promising direct cash to farmers and waivers of loans. Congress is offering a minimum income for the poor.
Women.
More women are likely to vote than men for the first time. Some parties are offering education loans, free cooking gas cylinders, and bikes for girls.
National security.
Tensions remain high with neighbouring Pakistan, especially over Kashmir. Both countries are nuclear armed, but which party will be stronger on defence and which is more likely to guarantee peace?
Wow. Okay. Don't worry about committing it all to memory. You've got more than a month to figure it all out. One of the editors guiding the BBC's election coverage in India is Divya Arya. She says it's daunting to cover a vote that's taking place over more than a month. And an election that, as we heard a minute ago, involves an estimated 900 million eligible voters.
So there are seven phases in which voting will happen. And it's not as if particular states go to vote at one date, in one phase. Most states are spread out across phases, which means that at any given point of time, there can be 7 or 8 or 10 or 20, as is the case today, states that are going to vote. India is really many countries in one country. So we do want to represent what different voters' concerns are, and especially when we have a conflict-ridden north in the state of Kashmir, or the eastern states which have a Maoist insurgency going on. The southern states sometimes say that we feel like a separate country because our issues are very different from the way the people who live in the north may be concerned with. Unemployment is not as rampant as it is in the north, for example. So we do want to represent each part of the country and the concerns. So that again becomes a guiding light as to how we deploy ourselves.
That's the BBC's Divya Arya in Delhi. Final results in India's long general election are expected, as I said, on May 23rd.